For having me here. The world is not on track to deliver the targets outlined in the Paris Agreement. We are transgressing 6 of the 9 planetary boundaries. We are also not on track to meet the SDGs. We cannot be disheartened. We have shown before that we can address seemingly insurmountable challenges as long as we work together. There is increasing recognition that more effective coordination and cooperation between governments and the private sector, as well as other stakeholders, is essential to lead to more rapid and better outcomes. With a particular focus on the climate agenda, the global stocktake at COP28 recognized the need for, and I quote, action by all parties and non-party stakeholders, end of quote, with inclusive cooperation across all fronts needed to achieve ambitious and equitable outcomes to fully achieve the Paris Agreement goals. We at WBCSD are bringing together over 230 businesses to create real change through collaboration across global value chains. We are prioritizing work around the climate, nature, and equity agendas with a focus on value chains such as built environment, product and materials, energy, agriculture and food, as well as transportation and mobility. We have delivered collective public-private solutions, for example, working with the government of India on the Zero Emissions Vehicle Emerging Markets Initiative to deliver co-investment in heavy-duty freight and the co-development with the UAE COP28 presidency on the COP28 Action Agenda on Regenerative Landscapes. We are also working with UNEP on the Global Circularity Protocol for Business, which is a voluntary framework that addresses key accountability and policy gaps currently impeding the scaling of circularity globally. As these examples showcase, we need to establish more effective collective solution finding between governments and the private sector, which will unlock faster progress on national objectives surrounding the SDGs, and the associated economic opportunities. With the upcoming Summit of the Future, we need to work together faster and at scale, and also ensure that all stakeholders have a voice at the table and can elevate national and local solutions that make a local impact to improve the lives of communities. For governments, they need to work with businesses to articulate the ambition and challenges where they need private sector support to meet the SDGs. For businesses, they need to be able to articulate the role they can play in addressing challenges, creating opportunities, and the support they need from governments to create the enabling environments linked to policy, regulation, finance, to meet national climate goals and the SDGs. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and we are looking forward to collaborating to make the Summit for the Future a success.